Hey, Brown Noser. Are you knee deep in the latest team assessment? Do you ever take a break and just rest your eyes or something? You know, if you keep this up, they'll just keep increasing all of our workloads and just expect us to complete everything before the deadline. I mean, do you even know how to have a healthy work-life balance? Looks like you don't know everything, kiss ass. Yeah, you heard me. Did you hear yourself in the meeting earlier? Yes, ma'am, I volunteer as tribute. I'll do the assignment. Oh, you're pathetic. I mean, I could understand if you wanted to fuck her, but I bet it's really just about making your boss happy. Oh, like what even are you? Oh no, don't tell HR on me. Whatever will I do? I mean, even they know how much of a suck up you are. How many complaints have you given to them? 7. 17. Dude, you're like a 60-year-old Karen in a 30-year-old guy's body. I mean, at this point, you might as well just get the haircut. You've never seen the Karen haircut. But you really don't know anything but work, do you? Okay, stop working for just a freaking second and we're going to go on Google and check out the haircut. Do it. Stop being such a goody two-shoes and stop working for like 2 seconds. Yeah, let me help you. New tab, Google, Karen haircut. See? That's all that's missing from you being a complete Karen. Shut up, you absolutely are a brown-nosing office Karen. Now, should we Google? I know, Google cat's eye gap ad. No, just do it. Just be like a normal red-blooded male. Just do it. Yes. No, with a K. It's not even, like, not safe for work. Oh, for fuck's sake, no one will report you. Come on. Just let me corrupt you. Okay. Can't I... Did you just smack my hand? You fucking bastard. Give me your keyboard. Give it to me. Give it. Oh my god, you're causing such a scene. No, you are. There. Are you happy now? I'm getting my way, so I'm sitting on your lap and making you slack off like a normal person. I gap and right. There we go. See? Totally safe. But also kind of hot, right? This is what normal people do while they're working. It's called having fun in the office. Because we don't get paid what we deserve. I know. Let's check out Renee Rapp's L interview. Oh my god. Oh, I absolutely love Renee. She looks so good. You know, if I wasn't completely obsessed with dick, I'd be so gay for her. Oh my god, do you see those thighs? Ugh, she's... Yeah. So what if I have a little bit of ADHD? It means I can multitask and get things done at work while also not being a total freak. And I also get to have a social life. And I know popular trends and stuff. Oh, God, dude, don't fucking complain. what you get for being such an annoying goody two-shoes loser. Only a geek like you would complain about me sitting on them. Go ahead and report me. I'll just report the fucking assault you just gave me on my hand. You know HR will take my side because they're sick of your daily complaints, loser. So just sit there and take it. Dude, are you getting a boner? Oh my god, yeah, that's totally a boner. Oh my god, what is it? Is it my pencil skirt? Is it the nylon pantyhose rubbing up against your good work slacks? Is it doing something to you? Yeah. You never check me out. So it's not that. It must just be the friction, right? Your body is betraying you. You want to work, but your cock wants to fuck. Oh, now you're noticing me. See? You might be a dog, but your cock isn't. At least it knows how hot I actually am. Do you want to touch my thick, juicy thigh? Oh, come on, I know you do. Go ahead. Give it a try. Dude, no one is paying attention to us. They're all busy working or watching viral videos in their cubicles. We could literally fuck in the office and no one would bat an eyelid. I haven't fucked in my cubicle. Did your voice just get all breathy then? I wonder what would happen if I ground into you a little harder. Like it? Just like this. Up and down. Up and down. Gripping the armrest, Zoe. Good. I think you'll need something to hold on to. But I think my thighs would be better. Go on. I dare you. Because I'm gonna make you come into your work pants. Oh, you're blushing. You know I'm gonna do it, right? I'm gonna make you blow a load into your slacks. Well, maybe if you were actually jerking off more, you wouldn't get hard so easily. I mean, if you just took 15 minutes to check out some social media or some TikTok videos, we wouldn't be here. Oh my god, you totally should check out Brooke Monk. Oh fuck, she's such a hottie. See? Hot or what? Oh yeah, she is. Glad you admit it. See, a normal guy scrolls his phone and checks hotties out and... So what? Stop teaching you how to slack off. Stop rubbing my ass into you. Or is it stop showing you hotties while giving you a lap dance like a hot stripper? I actually really like the sounds of your groans, dude. I mean, I absolutely fucking hate you, but it's so much fun seeing you like this. It's weird you'd had a crush on me because this is so damn easy. Are you a virgin? Oh, poor suck up. You're just so eager to suck up to the company, but no one is willing to suck you. I'll do it. I'll suck your dick. If you promise to stop working so damn much. Would you like that? Ooh, have you seen Julie Garner, the Silver Surfer edit? Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fucking pervert. So what? Let's have a look. Charbel Julia Garner. Oops. I think I got a bit too excited there. Fuck, but she does look so fucking hot. I herald his beginning. I herald your end. I herald Galactus. Oh, I love it. I herald your erection. I herald your a dick. I herald your cum. Oh, God. I think it's time to cream your pants, buddy. I mean, shit, I wasn't supposed to enjoy it this much. But you do have a massive hard cock, and it does feel really fucking good. I bet I know what would make you bust. Some Velma cosplay. You need to check this one out. Come on. Come, you backed up, pathetic little virgin. Wet your pants and embarrass yourself at work in front of everyone. I want you to erupt a massive load and go home early. Come on. Come. Come. Bust that nut. Do it. Come. Come. Damn, I swear I could hear it. Oh, your balls must have been so swollen. Feel better now. It's better than a Snickers, that's for sure. You're never truly yourself until you let out the baby batter building up in your balls. So, here's the deal. I'm gonna stand up and you're going to check out my ass as I walk away. From now on, you're gonna check me out like the true office siren that I am. The memory of my ass grinding on your dick will get you so hard. And if you're a good boy and you slack off like the rest of us, maybe I won't hate you as much and I'll let you enjoy my body and maybe my mouth. Plus, I really felt how hard you were checking out the Silver Surfer. So I know you wouldn't mind doing that at work. Because you dork, if you don't change, I'm coming back here and I'm jerking you off next time. There's the hand on my thigh. Oh, yes, I think I've unlocked the inner perv inside of you. Finally. Well, back to work. Oh my God, there's a wet spot. You look like you pissed your pants. I think it would be best if you went home for the day and maybe did some preventative jacking off. Sorry, I mean slacking off. Oh, I'm so clever.